Ken Maynard was born on July 21, 1895, in Vivy, Indiana, and passed on March 23, 1973, in Woodland Hills, Los Angeles, California. Kenneth Olin Maynard was a very handsome man and an accomplished horseman. He worked with both the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show and Ringling Brothers as a trick rider in the early 1920s. Prior to this, he served in the United States Army in World War I. Maynard's first appearance in movies was the silent film The Man Who Won in 1923. He did not receive any notice for his acting until 1924 with the release of the film Cosmopolitan. His first starring film role was in 1925. He starred in $50,000 Reward. This film was released by Davis Productions, where Maynard was to become a star of their low-budget releases. Maynard then signed with Fox's First National Pictures in 1926. He starred in approximately 20 silent westerns for First National and Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers bought First National in 1929. Later in 1929, Maynard signed with Universal during their sound transition period. They offered him his own company and creative control, which put him on the same level as Hoot Gibson and Tom Mix. He made 8 pictures with Universal before the studio decided to stop making westerns in 1931. Maynard then went to work for Tiffany. He was still very popular with audiences and made 11 films during this time, all created for the Saturday matinee time. Tiffany went bankrupt in 1932, and so Maynard went to work for KBS Film Co. This company was formed for the purpose of producing Ken Maynard's movies, and only was in business for a year. In 1933, Universal decided to distribute westerns again and rehired Maynard. He starred in 8 westerns during this time, all of which had good budgets and production values, approximately $100,000 per film. However, Maynard had financial control of these movies and routinely went over budget. Universal fired him in 1934. After a short stint with Mascot Pictures, one movie and one serial, Maynard signed with Columbia Pictures. It was during this time that he became the first singing cowboy. He was also the first to make a star out of his horse, in this case his white stallion, Tarzan. He made 8 movies with Columbia before moving on to Monogram, the last studio he would work for. His film career ended for the most part in the mid-1940s. He worked for the Cole Brothers' Clyde Beatty Circus, based on his name. He recorded the syndicated radio show Tales from the Diamond K in 1955. Eventually, Ken Maynard quit working except for the occasional TV guest appearance. His last film appearance was in Marshall of Windy Hollow in 1972. In his later years, he was an alcoholic and lived in ill health in a trailer park until his death at Woodland Hills Motion Picture Home in Los Angeles, California. Maynard was supported in his later years by an unknown benefactor, rumored to be Gene Autry. For the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, I'm Andrew Cernikos, your announcer.